boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If you're like panicking because you're like, oh my God, how could I forget? Last night was another stop for Those Girls Stuff the Wagon. Don't worry, we're going to be out again.
Next Monday.
3 to 7 p.m. Iowa City. We're hitting you up again at Ziojano's Italian Restaurant. We're going to do our third stop for this year's Stuff the Wagon. Yesterday was great. We got so many awesome donations for the cats and dogs at Cedar Valley Humane Society, but also the people that take care of them. We got some non-perishable food items for HACAP as well.
And there's still time for you to make your donation because we're going to be back there next week. Now, if you need to plan out your after work route or you're going to make a road trip to Iowa City to come see us, we have a map of shopping that's nearby on KZIA.com or the Freezy 102.9 app stores where you can get either items for Cedar Valley Humane Society or for HACAP. But we'll be out there once again. I'm hoping the weather is just as nice.
I feel like you could get so many errands done when you come and see us on Monday 3 to 7 at Ziojano's Italian Restaurant. I mean, I was looking at the road. If you wanted to get some grocery shopping, there's grocery places right there.
Coffee.
That's coffee. There's a gas station down the road, nail salon. I mean, make it a whole day. Go get the grocery, some coffee, get your nails done.
And then get dinner, too.
And then get dinner at Ziojano's Italian Restaurant and drop off a donation for Stuff the Wagon. There's so many things to do in that area.
We hope to see you next Monday in Iowa City at Ziojano's Italian Restaurant for stop number 3 of Stuff the Wagon.
Get the details at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like everybody at some point in their life has a dream of growing up to be an Olympian. But maybe you're not athletic. And that's okay, because there's a different type of Olympics. The housekeeping Olympics.
What does that mean?
So this is something that apparently happens every year in Las Vegas, and it is housekeepers from all of the biggest hotel chains in Vegas, because obviously there's tons of hotels.
Yeah.
And they're competing in housekeeping activities, okay? I now have a new dream. I want to do this. So there's been a couple of videos that have gone viral from this. Some have seen the bed making competition where you're in a group with your team members. This is all in a basketball arena, by the way. And they buzz a buzzer and everybody goes sprinting to an unmade bed. And then they have to make it while a judge is inspecting their technique and their speed.
Wow.
That would be, if we're talking fitted sheets, we're going to be here a while.
You really want to do this?
Kind of, just to see how I do. But there's different activities, okay? Not necessarily. I sweat making my own bed. I don't want to do that one. The one that I saw is vacuuming. It's a vacuuming competition.
Okay, what is going on? Are you okay? Blink twice if you're not okay.
Well, I don't want to.
She blinked. She blinked.
I did. Because I loathe doing chores at home. But for some reason, the competitive spirit is in me. They have a mopping relay.
But you could have picked any other competition. But you want to do housekeeping? I'm talking about like the Iowa State Fair has their. You want that competitive?
Oh, I do that too.
Spirit. Why don't you do something at the Iowa State Fair? You got husband calling. You've got like I think chicken calling. I don't know what all they got going on over there. The one I've always wanted to do is the bag one where they throw all the
grocery bagger.
Yeah
this is the same thing because these are they're professional housekeepers, right? So they're just competing to see who's the best of the best.
What about a pie eating contest?
I don't really like pie.
What? All right, hot dog.
We
got to find something for you better than a house. Like
I just want to vacuum competitively. Okay.
But how much do you actually vacuum? That's my question for you.
Not enough for me to win, probably.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
For the first time ever in our relationship, I gave my boyfriend, Abraman, the grocery list. He doesn't really eat lunch or dinner at home because he gets fed at work. So this is all for me. It's my lunches and my dinners. How did he do? He's never done this. I mean, he's gone to the store with me, but he's never done it
on his own.
Alone and with a list.
Okay.
And I made it very clear pick the cheapest items. Like, mom over here is cheap. Okay.
I feel like that should make
store
it
brand
easier. Yeah. Maybe not, I guess.
I told him that. And I would assume that if it's kind of like when you order, you know, curbside at like a grocery store, they'll give you an option if something's out of stock.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This man just was like, nah, it was out of stock. No backup.
Oh, no replacement.
Like, yeah, because I asked him to get like, you know how you have like the Ruffle chips? You want like a good dip to go with them? I told him a specific dip. I wanted like the Fiesta dip or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Uh-huh. It was out of stock. And I said, you didn't think, I don't know, sour cream and onion or something else? He goes, no. So he failed there. Okay. Also, you know where he failed? Where was the sweet treat? Now, I will give him, no, I'm not going to give him any benefit of the doubt because it wasn't on the list. But I just assume when you see a sweet treat, you think of me because I'm sweet.
Well, when you put it like that.
And he hears me talk about how much I like every night. I'm like, oh, I need a sweet treat. I just figured when he went past the bakery that he would be like, oh, you know what? I think my boo wants some, you know, cookies or cupcakes. Mm. He didn't come home with a single sweet treat. I'm like, you failed me here.
Did you send him back out?
Yes, I did. Oh, so 9:30 last night, I said, we're going to go get that sweet treat you failed to get. It's pouring down rain, and I make him go to the store to get me cupcakes and
did
cookies.
You go with or you sent
yes,
him?
Yes, I did. Because I'm a good girlfriend.
Well, with all things considered.
I am, aren't I?
Sure.
We're back, baby. We are freaking back tonight. You and I can finally watch Dancing with the Stars.
Aww.
Yeah, finally, mom and dad stopped arguing with each other. Thank God.
We're looking at you, YouTube.
You did this to us.
You know what? I can forgive, but I will never forget. However, I am excited to not have to spoil it for myself tonight. Because the last 2 weeks, I've been in the dark, right? Mm-hmm. Not been able to watch it live, but I ruin it for myself. And I Googled the response.
Oh, I've been tweeting it. You know, like looking for it.
You're out there tweeting?
Who's still tweeting? No, I went to Twitter to look for the answers, what I had to do.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back part of the club tonight.
Well, I want to know, like, do I go in and watch the show now tonight?
Yeah.
Which is Prince night. Yes. When I still haven't finished half of Rock and Roll night, didn't get to, what was the it was like future or past I should
champions.
Say, champions. What do I do? Do I go to Rock and Roll tonight?
No, you're not going to go back and watch it. I know how you operate. It takes you 6 years to get through a Netflix series.
It does.
Move on. They've already happened.
Okay, so watch Prince tonight.
Yes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what this is? This is unmotivated weather.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Something about rain and gloom. Am I about to get snatched up? Why the vibe shift?
I was trying to think. I was like, okay.
What's behind me that I didn't
see? Okay, no. Okay, like let's let you into the show. So, on those girls in the afternoon. Anytime you hear music that's behind us when we're talking, I pick that song, okay?
Oh, yeah. I can't see anything.
She can't see what I'm doing. And so you're talking about it's gloomy and it's dark, unmotivation. And I'm like, okay, what on here could I play on my hundreds of songs that would, like, really speak what you're trying to say? That wasn't it. I'm picking murdery type music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How about this one? Is this one? What about The Arms of an Angel?
So I'm dead?
Oh, my God.
They
I
got
am not
me.
Thinking this through.
They got me. They got me good.
She's not a track. She's not track runner.
It's been nice knowing you. You know? Do not let my mom pick my funeral photo, by the way.
Wait, why? Is she going to pick a bad one?
I need somebody to tune me up, you know?
I got you, boo. I'll make you look hot.
That's what I need.
Victoria's Secret, mom.
That's my last wish.
She might
wish.
Be dead, but she looks hot.
And make sure I have press-on nails, please.
Okay, you've got a lot of requests. What are you else? You want to be in Gucci clothes?
Sure, I'm dead. I don't care.
Taylor already had her Thanksgiving, so she's past that. We're moving on to Christmas.
I'm ready for it. Have I done anything? No. Well, I did put up my
you did.
Christmas tree, but like as far as shopping goes, have not yet started that.
Well, and if you were here with us last year, you know that Taylor and I challenged each other for Christmas to do like a handmade Christmas. She made me Post Malone coasters.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
I forgot.
I made you a
coloring book too.
You did. And then I made you a cookbook of recipes from all of our coworkers.
Yes.
And some people, important people in like our lives.
Yes.
Do we do that again, or do I go with one of my many, many theme ideas?
I say let's hear all the ideas, and then we make a decision.
Option number one, something from the thrift store. And the reason I bring that up is because we have a coworker, Nicole, who had actually emailed us last year and said, did you guys think about doing like Thriftmas?
Mm-hmm.
So I put that one in there. And some of them kind of go along that lines, just so you know.
Love that. Did it with my boyfriend last year. It was actually really fun.
So it could be anything.
Yeah.
If you see something at the thrift store, you just pick it up because you're like, you know what? That makes me think of Destiny or Taylor.
Yeah.
Whatever. Wacky or gaudy Christmas. Or
ooh.
Grandma Christmas.
So ooh.
We find something that just screams it would be in our grandma's house. Or it is the most wacky. Why is that a Christmas decor, ornament, whatever? It could be really anything. It just needs to be wacky or completely gaudy. Or something that'd be in your grandma's house.
I'm into that. Christmas items?
Christmas
specifically?
Items. Yeah.
Okay.
Mugmas.
Oh, I do love a mug.
So we could now go to a store and get a mug that we think the other person would like. We could thrift them.
Mm-hmm.
We could do whatever. There's lots of options with that one. When I was at the thrift store over the weekend getting ideas, I saw a lot of snow globes. So I thought we could do a snow globe Christmas where I get you one and you get me one. Something that you just feel like really speaks to each person, right?
Okay. I'm liking that.
You kind of inspired this one. And I also saw a lot at the thrift store, which is Wreathmas. Now, I know you just got a wreath.
I did a whole $5
at a thrift store.
Yeah.
Okay. That I was like, I could use more. I got so many doors in the house I could put wreaths on. I don't know about you. Maybe you're tapped out on wreaths. I don't know. You just
I have one.
Great. She's not tapped out. I can tell. So then we could buy each other. We could go to a store. We could thrift this. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We could get each other a wreath. That's the idea. Now, my only worry about a wreath, and there are going to be some other things I'll say that too as well, is that you have an aesthetic. So I need to know what your aesthetic is, your colors, what you're looking for.
I do?
No, yeah. I feel like you're going to be really picky about it.
Oh.
Where I want the most gaudy thing you could find. Like, it needs to be screaming Christmas.
I can scream. I can do that.
We're trying to come up with our theme for this year's Christmas. If you were here with us last year, you know that Taylor and I did kind of like a handmade Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We both made each other things. And then gave it to each other for Christmas last year. Times are tough. We don't want to like go spend a lot of money on each other. Let's just do something small again this year.
Yes.
I presented some ideas, and you could also steal these for your family Christmas if you like.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. Something from the thrift store. Could be anything. Just something maybe that reminds us of each other. Wacky or gaudy or grandma Christmas. Mugmas. We could give each other a snow globe. Or wreathmas, where we find a wreath that we feel like the other person would really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
I have five more ideas.
Go ahead.
Trinkmas. Now, hear me. Let me. I feel like the name doesn't really help. But we find a little trinket. Now, this could be Christmas or not.
Okay.
Okay. That we just think the other person would really like. We both have offices here. So maybe that trinket could go on our desk. Maybe it could go on our counters at home or our bookshelves or something.
Mm-hmm.
Trinkmas. Could be Christmas or not. Ornament exchange. Now, my fear about the ornament exchange is that you have an aesthetic. I think you have colors on your Christmas tree. Am I correct?
Browns and golds.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to want something like gaudy and grandma-y, you know?
I could say it and say it again. I can be gaudy.
But then I'm like, well, am I not going to find something for your aesthetic?
Oh.
That's where I get a little worried. But
okay.
My thought was maybe we go thrifting for ornaments and we do an ornament exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But with you having an aesthetic, that was my only worry. But
okay.
You tell me what you think. Something you need and something you don't.
Love that.
So we get each other, again, this could be thrift store or not. We find something that we think the person needs and something that they really, truly do not.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking that. Oh.
Blast from the past. Now, this is something that I think you would have to go to the thrift store for. Find something that is seriously a blast from our past. Maybe it's a notebook that has High School Musical all over it.
Mm.
Or a lunchbox that you're like, whoa, I think we both had this as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Something from our past that we would just die to have again. A Cabbage Patch Kid, Bratz,
ooh.
Whatever. You know
ooh.
What I'm... You know, Polly Pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing could go nuts with the blast from the past. And my last option is dress the Labubus. Remember earlier in this year, Labubus each? Well, yeah. You have like two now.
I got three and they're all naked.
Oh my God.
They are naked.
She's got three. We dress the Labubus. We go and we search for clothes that would fit the Labubus and we dress each other's. To, I don't know, fit our personalities, fit something that we like, whatever. That's my other option.
Labumus.
Labumus is good. It's a good name.
I'm going to have a hard time not picking that.
Are you? I know you're.
I know. You got to let me think about it. But Labumus, low-key might be in first right now.
Well, it's funny because last week you said you were thinking about our Christmas while on the toilet. I think you need to hit the toilet. Think about
BRB.
It's a battle. Our boyfriends, Neighbor Man and Curly, against us, Taylor and Destiny. What for?
Hot men.
A Hallmark reality show called Finding Mr. Christmas. Yeah, we've hit rock bottom over here.
Okay, but the amount of people that have approached either one of us and said, oh my God, I started watching it because I heard you guys talking about it, is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
It's bad. It's terrible, but it's a good time to watch.
If you want to watch it, subscribe to the Hallmark channel, or honestly, you could find it like on TV. We watch it through YouTube is how we end up doing it.
Yeah, and it has come to a bracket, okay? The boys versus us.
Whoever wins, well, the boys get gaming day all day long and we can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting a shopping spree or whatever the heck
whatever
we want.
Whatever we want. Uh-huh. Dang it. So we all make our own individual picks every week of who we think is going home. And then everybody's points, their points are added up and then our points are added up. As of last week, they were ahead by 1 point. No longer, baby.
No, we've got
taken the lead.
We got 126 points combined, the two of us. They got 123. So they're trailing 3 points behind.
They are. And can I just tell you, it was
your house had to have been freaking like World War III last night. Because let's explain what happened. Who was in the bottom two?
The two people that we picked. So I have been trying. He's caught on to our games. I can't ask him before the show, who'd you vote for? Because he won't tell me. He knows that we are using it to strategize.
He wouldn't tell me either, Neighbor Man, until the end of the show. Yeah, they're catching on to
us. He didn't tell you till the end of the show?
No!
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's like, let's watch. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, my God. That's funny. He told me before we sat down to watch it and when we were, like, making dinner or whatever. So he picked Craig and I picked Gabriel. And we knew that the whole time. We're praying on each other's downfalls, okay? Saying, Craig, I hope you eat it on the stage, okay? Respectfully. They end up in the bottom two. So the two of us, we had to hold hands for the elimination. Because I was like, this is a moment. One of us is about to be so happy and the other is about to be heartbroken.
And then you'd have really great grip to like yank them down when you win. And you're like, I'm the greatest.
Well, the guy I picked left. And I'm like a sore winner a little bit with him. I jumped on the couch.
Did you do that again?
I was holding his hand and shaking it around and twirling myself. I had a great time. I was so happy.
What did his face look like?
He was it's the same thing every time. I'm not talking to you for 10 minutes.
You got that again last night?
Oh, dear. Feelings were very much hurt. And then he accused us of cheating, which we did, but I didn't tell him that.
I did tell Neighbor Man that we cheated.
Why would you do that?
I said, yeah, we asked ChatGPT who we thought was going to get eliminated, and here was the two picks. And ChatGPT was correct.
Yeah. But I didn't tell him that, so don't say anything.
Yeah, because we don't need him to not talk to you for like 20 minutes.
I know, it's going to keep going up if we keep cheating.
We were just talking about how we are 3 points ahead of the boys in our bracket, Finding Mr. Christmas, which is a Hallmark reality TV show.
Na 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 boo boo. Is it going to my head? Yes, absolutely it is.
Now, this is season two of Finding Mr. Christmas. You did not watch season one. I did, and that's kind of like why I'm bringing you into season two.
Uh-huh.
I was obsessed. Now, on this show, Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls,
Aaron Samuels himself,
is the host of the show.
Yeah.
I kind of noticed in the first season that I always felt like he didn't like the boys. The boys that are competing to become the Mr. Christmas, okay? I did like the contestants.
Okay.
I just always kind of felt like he would roll his eyes or give like weird looks towards them. I just felt that way. Well, last night, my boyfriend Neighbor Man kind of caught on to this. Now, I've never told him this theory, But he goes, God, did you just know that? Did you just notice that Jonathan Bennett literally shoved the contestants off the stage after their talent show?
What?
He did it once, and then he did it like two more times after that. And I'm like, it's funny you say this. I have this theory that I think he hates him. Then he was locked in, watching his eyes, paying attention to things. And when it got to the elimination round, Jonathan Bennett rolled his eyes.
Really?
I need you to pay attention and next week's episode and tell me if you also feel like Jonathan Bennett cannot stand the contestants.
Well, I mean, of course he can't.
I feel like he thinks they're immature, and I think that he takes the Hallmark Channel very seriously.
No.
Which Mad Oh, you don't?
I think, and I mean this with the utmost respect, they're coming for his job. You know what I mean?
Oh, you right.
At some point, you age out of being the Hallmark hunk.
You're right.
He's seeing... I mean, washboard abs, baby. Let's talk about the sea of abs that
He's
we
like,
see over
Great. They're going to get the next Hallmark movie that I really wanted.
He might be a little jealous.
You know, okay, now pay attention.
I will.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like I've heard people saying that the 2010s are back in style.
Heck yeah.
How about the return of Vine?
Yes, I am here for this. God, that was my high school, like, gold moment.
Yes.
You know, we'd be making Vines all the time.
You made Vines?
Don't look me up. Don't look me up.
Normally, I would say that you can't because Vine has been dead since 2017. It's coming back.
Well, the only Vine I remember, like, I truly remember making is that I was in Color Guard in band.
Yeah.
And during that time, Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus was a massive hit.
Oh, so this is going to be bad. I just know it already. All right, please keep going.
So I had my friend, my color guard friend, stand in like a circle or a line. And I came in with like this gigantic like exercise ball. And I just freaking knocked him over.
Mm-hmm.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. I don't remember any other videos. And God, I don't want to see them. But I do want to be back on Vine, though.
Well, it's happening. So... Exactly like you said, Vine's heyday was like 2014 to 2017. It died in 2017. I remember it was a big deal. They got rid of the app. And now the co-founder of original Twitter and founder of Blue Sky, which is kind of like Twitter, is bringing it back under the name Divine, D-I-Vine. Okay. Here's a couple things. I keep saying I'm going to look at your videos because more than 100,000 archived Vine videos will be made available to watch.
Okay, so how are they getting those, though?
There's an archive. So they must be taking... I'm not technical.
Are they working with
apps.
The original dude?
They must be.
Okay.
They must have some original data that 100,000 archived videos from when Vine died are going to be able to be watched back.
Uh-huh.
And then the other big thing that they're talking about with the Vine rebirth, I guess I'll say, is that you're not going to be allowed to post anything AI generated.
Good.
So like all those weird videos that I keep getting got on TikTok of like squirrels jumping on the trampoline and stuff, it gets me every time. I think it's real, or elephants walking through the kitchen and going for a blueberry muffin. I fall for it every time. That's not going to be allowed on Vine.
What Vines do you immediately want to search back up because you miss them?
There's
like three I can already think of. The bat one, the girl with
the freaking bats. I was going to say that.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I want that one. And then I don't know if you ever watched, I forget his name. I think his name's Alex, but he would always be like, water bugs.
Water bugs.
I want to get water bugs back.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Bo Burnham, to be honest. I can't remember. He's like, this is my jam. This is my jam. And you think he's listening to like music, but he just pulls up a jar of jam. Mm. Who's the generation after you, Gen Z? They're listening and they're like, what the heck is she saying?
Dude, their humor is about to do a 180.
You're about to be funny now.
Welcome.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I tried real hard to stop coming up with like theories and things in my head thinking today's the day I'm getting engaged. I lasted...
How long?
Like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I tried. But I can't help myself. Okay. And I've got another theory I need to tell you.
Okay.
So this morning, I'm getting dressed and ready for work. And my boyfriend, neighbor man, he's in the bathroom. I'm in the guest bedroom. And he goes, So Thanksgiving's this week? What day? First off, buddy, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday every year. I don't know where you've been.
Right.
But unless he's like thinking about my family, which we're going to do Thanksgiving all day long only at his family. Oh, we're not going to be able to do my family until the weekend of Thanksgiving. So maybe he got that confused and thought that was this weekend. It's not. Or he's getting overwhelmed and confused because he's planning on proposing to me. Why are you bringing up is Thanksgiving this week unless you're starting to plot and come up with things? You know what I'm saying? So I'm over here thinking it's going to happen on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me?
Because he's a dude, you know? He's like, it could be a multitude of things. He needs to remember to take the day off. That's my brother's like that. He's always like, when's Christmas? And we're like, dude, it's... You know, it's the 25th every
hasn't changed.
It's gonna be it's probably gonna be the same time. And he never remembers to take off work. It's that, or is he planning on bringing a side? He could be like, oh crap, oh my god, it's Tuesday and I haven't even bought the rolls, or I don't know, I have no idea. You're thinking about a ring and he's thinking about rolls.
Well, shoot, is that gonna be, why do I feel like that's gonna be the rest of our life?
Shoot.
We get constantly asked, do you guys like each other? Are you guys friends? And most of the time we get asked this, we're talking at a school.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids, to be fair.
Makes sense, right? They don't know. And that's okay. So we just kind of shrug it off. But we always laugh when they're like, do you guys even like each other?
Yeah, are you friends? And we're like, are we glaring at it? I don't,
what does it sound like on the other side?
I don't know.
Well, this weekend I was doing game night with an old high school friend, and she stopped the game halfway, looked me dead in the eyes, and she said, do you and Taylor even like each other? And I was like, where is this coming from? She goes, well, there's something that plays in your show. It's like a commercial, and it makes me think that you guys don't like each other.
What?
Here's what she's talking about.
With Destiny.
You know what, Taylor? You might not be the dumbest cookie in the cookie jar after all.
And Taylor.
Who said I was?
That's rude way to start a sentence.
Those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
I love them.
Weekdays 3 till 7. C102.9.
It's because I called you the dumbest cookie in the cookie jar.
Okay, and I mean this respectfully. Is she new here? You know what I mean? If you're new here, maybe I can totally see, because maybe people are like, God, they're like, oh, that's like what I sound like with my sibling.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear is like smooching on each other the whole time? No, and I mean that.
The show will now be rated R.
Smooching on.
You remember the two girls? Not happening.
Not
here.
Need to be said. Nope.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
This is a rough time to be a parent, because this is the time where the kids come home and they'd be bringing all sorts of germs and sicknesses and things like that.
Yuck.
And you're like, oh, great. Now I'm sick again because the kids brought something home.
I know. And you know what? I haven't been sick yet. This.
What do you want to be?
No, I'm saying
She's
I don't.
Like, I got a lot of PTO. Let
I
me use
rebuke
it up.
This energy. I do not want this.
Yeah, there's once in a blue moon that I'm like, you know what? I could go for a sick day.
Yeah.
Do you ever just crave it once in a while?
Yeah, and I've learned my lesson, because when I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to just like stay at home in bed all day?
With a
fever.
And
then that's when you get the nastiest like virus or illness, and then you're like, I should have never said anything out loud.
There's that one time where you just like crave a fever, because it just feels good. And then, yeah, you're right.
It's just to feel something every once in a while.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Tonight's trivia question. This is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public. What is it?
Note to self. Don't touch whatever this is. This is learning for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Especially going into sixth season. All right?
Yes.
Sanitize up, baby.
Yes. Or I'm going to start wearing gloves or something.
I would.
Yeah.
This is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
This trivia question is about to make me bulk buy sanitizer on Amazon tonight or something.
And squeamish.
It's like when you talk about lice and all of a sudden your head
starts stop it. Or like bugs of any sort. Uh-huh. I get the itches.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm about to get the hand sanitizer because of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3810 said railings on stairs.
Mm.
Here's the thing. I know that they're probably dirty, but sometimes you girl needs a little help getting up and down
especially
the stairs.
Especially when I'm in heels.
I just mean in my daily life. My legs are hurting carrying this weight of my own body.
I would say the same thing about, you know, like the railing next to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like sometimes I needed to get up. Well, I mean, that ain't clean, but I need it.
If it's there, I'm going to use it.
I'm going to use it because my knees be cracking.
I just don't want to think about it. Maybe I should. Yeah, maybe we should be carrying Clorox wipes and wipe it down. Because you know what? That's kind for yourself and kind for the next person.
Preach.
Get me on a TED Talk.
Nate said flusher on toilets. Oh, you know they ain't cleaning that. No one's cleaning that. Why? I don't even clean it at home. Ew, wait, I don't think I do that. That's gross. Oh, wait, I don't clean the toilet. Who am I talking about? I make neighbor man do that.
Oh, dear God.
And I know he ain't doing that.
You telling me, okay. I mean, I know I'm grown, but I still use my foot to be flushing in public.
At home?
No, not at home. Can you imagine? I can't. Can you imagine? You know, you move in with your partner for the first time, and they walk in, and you got your toes on the flusher.
I'd be like, "What flexibility?"
So scared of my own germs.
She's doing potty Olympics,
potty lotties, dude. That's a concept, and we'll talk about that later.
I would watch potty lotties.
I don't know about watching. Weirdo.
No, I okay, fine. Then I won't watch it. If you think that's weird, I'll go into it.
Yeah. I'm going to test my skills tonight when I get home.
If you ever see me and Taylor in public and we're going to the potty, just know we're doing potty Olympics or potty
Pilates.
There we go.
Like Pilates. 1242 said grocery carts. That's why I'm not the pusher, so I don't care.
You can get sick, Curly.
Exactly.
No, actually, when I worked at a grocery store, shout out Fairway, we had to clean those.
Well, I especially since COVID, so many of them, mm-hmm. even if they don't clean them, they have the sanitized wipes next to them.
Yeah, they were like, I'd be like, can I go home early? They're like, let's clean the carts. They always found something for you to do.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
This is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
So when do we call the Olympics? I mean, it's going to be in the U.S. soon.
Well, I would feel like we have to come up with some rules or, like, some scoring first.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, great. We'll meet after this.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, this is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
freezer door handle at the grocery store. That is one of the least sanitized things you encounter in public.
How random.
Well, I told you I did work at a grocery store. And
yeah.
We did clean the shopping cart, like, handles.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't recall ever actually having to clean the freezer door handle. You just don't think about it.
No, that never crosses my mind.
But I don't know out of all the things, how come that's the most unsanitized? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
How come the bathroom door handle's not?
Well, what are y'all doing before you're grabbing your frozen chimichangas? Where are your hands been?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.